awed by my inner magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Awed by my inner magic. We all would like to be awed by our inner magic, and we all would be awed by our inner magic if we were giving our inner magic an opportunity to express. We've used the phrase, oh, it's too good to be true. We've used the phrase that it's just impossible. It's something that we can dream about, but never certainly experience. And our inner magic just goes unattended. It goes unwatched and unexperienced and unrealized, and it's just there. Our inner magic is always waiting upon us to reveal itself to us and express itself in our wonderful world. But it's up to us to put the cause in motion to bring that inner magic to the fore. And the way that we bring our inner magic to the fore is by being a dreamer, being an imaginative person. Now you say, well, that's not very responsible, and that's not very honorable, that's not the thing that we want to do or taught to be, use our heads to think and to be all sorts of things, you know. And now stop and think about it. You look at these young people today, they're working in computers, and they're working with computer programming, and they're working with all these things. Well, where do these ideas come from that enter into their minds? Where do these entrepreneurs get these most amazing concepts? And where do they get that belief in themselves that they can do such a crazy, outrageous, silly thing? Well, they're just had a thought. They just had a concept. They had a dream. They had an idea. And they thought about the idea. And they thought, now if I can have an idea like that, there must be a way to make it happen. If I can have an idea like that, there must be a way to put some legs under that idea and let it come forth. Well, what do they do then? Well, they let it go. They don't chase after it. They don't say, I've got to get it. Oh, my goodness, I've got to prepare myself to get it. I've got to get it. They just say, okay, now that's a great idea. I'm going to plant it in my consciousness. Now, they may not say it in just those words, but that's what they do. That's a great idea. I'm going to plant it in my consciousness. That's a great idea. I'm going to meditate upon it. Oh, gracious me, no. Not meditate. Yeah, I'm going to think about it. Just let it sort of percolate on the back burner. And then they go about other things. They go about other projects and other dreams and other goals. And little by little, the back burner is warming up their idea. And they think about it from time to time. They meditate on it. They give it their attention. Not pressurized or not anxious or panicky about it. They just sort of think about it. And then, because they have allowed it to work out of its reality, out of its divine path, out of its divine pattern to come forth, the idea starts to fall into place. And they begin to do the wonderful things that it takes to make an idea, to make a meditation, to make a dream come true. They just imagine all the possible ways that it could be used, all the possible ways that they could play with it, how much fun it would be, and perhaps how successful it would be too. But that's the last of their thoughts of how successful it would be. Because they're not in this to make money. They're not in this to be rich and famous. They're in this because a dream has come to them, a concept has come to them, a thought has come to them. And they meditate upon this thought, and they're utterly awed by their own inner magic. Awed in a positive way. Awed in a way of saying, oh, wow. Not, oh my God, that's beyond anything I could ever dream about. But wow, yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it. And then they begin to pursue it. And as they pursue their dream, as they pursue this entrepreneurial concept that has flooded into their consciousness, all the ways to accomplish it are there. They're not anxious about it. But what they have chosen to do is foremost in their mind is to have their dream. Foremost in their mind is to have their concept. Now, Bill Gates' foremost idea had always been to have a program that could operate this wonderful computer system in its most magnificent way so that it could be useful for everybody as simple as possible. And Steve Jobs thought the same thing for Apple. And Linux thought the same thing for its program. But you see, what made each one of these programs fantastic is the idea that they thought of it as an idea that was just going to be not revolutionize the industry, but truly it would do that, but it would just sort of make it easy for them to do the things they want to do and for perhaps along with them the industry to do what they want to do. And little by little the ideas flowed into their mind, or out of their mind is more true. For it is within them, and it's flowing from the within out. And the ideas are flowing out of their thought. And little by little, the dream comes true. Now, it may have taken a number of years, and quite likely it had. But in today's parlance, in today's ways of doing things, a couple of years is nothing. And the couple of years is cutting down to 1 year, it's cutting down to months, cutting down to days. It's imaginative. It's just beautiful. And even the thinkers are awed by what they're thinking, the magic of what they're thinking. And this is the wonderful thing to do. So, if we could train ourselves in any way to prepare for our genius to be expressed, whatever it may be, then we must learn to listen within. And listening within, follow what it is that we're told to do. Because the things that we're told to do oftentimes are outrageous to our everyday thinking. But they are the dreams that magic is made of. Be awed by your inner magic. It is so wonderful. Everyone's inner magic is just beautiful. And if we just let our own inner magic flow, not worry about what somebody else has done or is doing, not think about being in competition, all the ideas that we've heard about, these people were not in competition with one another, they were in competition with themselves, if you could say that. They were listening to that inner self and they were awed by the concept and they thought, wow, hey, cool, wonderful. Just as we've often said, the light bulb was thought by many people at the same time, perhaps even more. But only the person who was awed by his inner magic and carried it out brought forth the light bulb. And even on the same days, the same weeks, the same months, people bring out the same thing. Because you might say it's in the air. It's in the magic of creativity. It's in the magic of achieving it. It's in the magic of coming true. Meditation is being awed by our inner magic. I know my meditation is being awed by my inner magic all the time. Every time I turn around, I'm just awed by the fact that I sit back and talk about ideas. Just give me any idea you want and I'll talk about it from my point of view, which is the most logical, reasonable thing I can do. And you too. And I don't look up a lot of things. I don't try to find a lot of other people's points of view. Not because I don't want to copy them, but because if I look up other people's points of view, then I will look up their limitations, and I will not look up my unlimited idea. And I want my unlimited idea to be expressed. I want my unlimited idea to flow forth. And my unlimited idea cannot flow forth if I am in somebody else's backyard, if I'm using someone else's tool bench. I have to use my own workbench. I have to use my own mental storehouse, my own metal house, and do my ideas there. And as I do that, wonderful things happen, magical things happen. The world opens up for me, and every dream I could ever want is there. Oh, I look at my house occasionally, and I say, here's a pile, and there's a pile, and there's a pile of things, and those are important things. And some are letters that need to be answered, and some are this, but nah. If I get to them, fine. If not, fine. If I flip through them, throw them out, fine. If I never answer them, fine. I'm not living my life for somebody else. I'm living my life for me. I'm not living my life to answer other people's questions and do other people's projects. I'm living for me. If in my conversation with other people, I can be a blessing to them, and if in my conversation with other people, I can offer some sound awareness of how I look at things, that's great. And if they want to take it, great. If they don't want to take it, great. Hey, we all walk our own path. We all have our own inner guide, and we should listen to that inner guide. We should be awed by the inner magic that's within us. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's that feeling. This morning, when I got up, I had made my bed and fooled around a little bit, and then my dog was laying there. Great big golden retriever, as you've often heard about him. And he was laying in front of the door, and he saw me, and he said, well, Dad, you're getting up. And he rolls on his back, puts his paws up in the air. He says, give me a hug. And so I reach down and give him a hug, snuggle, and I take his legs, and I throw him back and forth, and he just waggles his tail and says, I like this kind of playing around. And so we're just hugging each other and just enjoying each other so much. And then I say, okay, before I do anything else, I'll fix your breakfast. And so before I do anything else, I fix his breakfast. And as I fix his breakfast, he immediately runs outside. Now, why he does this, that's his own little program. And then he looks through the door, and when he sees that I have his breakfast all set on the floor, ready for him, then he comes marching in, says, thank you, and he goes to work, gobbling it up and enjoying it. Now, you see, I'm awed by my own inner magic. As I look at Rex and as I pet him first thing in the morning and as I play with him, his breath is so sweet and his body odor is so sweet. He is just a love to hug. And then I think to myself, that's great. That's the natural body oils that are making him that way. That's the natural attitude of him that's making him that way. I'm like that too. I'm a sweet, huggable guy, too. I have sweet, wonderful breath. Oh, yes, I brush my teeth. Oh, yes, I do wash my face off and my hands, whatever. But then I'm just a lovable, huggable guy. And this is how I choose to be. This is how I choose to have my life and my world. And so it is. But I find that awe in my meditation also. The joy that I have in hugging Rex and in saying good morning to him and taking care of my pet, that same joy I have when I go into a meditation and I listen and I take some wonderful concept, some wonderful idea, and let it blow my mind. Let it awe me. Let it put me into a state of saying, magic, inner magic. Oh, wow. Am I tuned on today? Am I tuned in today? How wonderful it is. And indeed, it is wonderful. But I keep that flow going. I keep that flow going by meditating momently, every moment of my life. I go around saying, I like me. I go around saying beautiful affirmations about myself. I go around living these things. And so I'm in a state of constant meditation at all times. and beautiful ideas come up, beautiful dreams come up, beautiful ways come up. Yes, it is a beautiful life. I invite you to join me to be awed by your inner magic as I am awed by my inner magic. Because life is beautiful and we are living it. Have a great day and know I love you, I love you, I love you.